Selena, S-E-L-E-N-A, Flannel, F-L-A-N-N-E-L, 81536. Bishop is an 89-year-old Hispanic woman who lives at home with her daughter, Margot, who's considered her primary caregiver, period. Margot tells me that mom had three daughters. One passed away. She used to smoke and drink, but hasn't done either one since in the 70s, period. She's been widowed since 2000. She used to be a caretaker most of her life. Since a year ago, she's now become totally and completely bedbound, ADL dependent. She has a history of, she's currently on hospice with diagnosis of senile degeneration of the brain, not classified. I don't know how much of this went through. Darn it. Okay, she took her off the valsartan, but her blood pressure today is 157 over 107. We have restarted the valsartan today. The nurse will recheck her blood pressure at a later date, maybe in the next 24 hours or so, period. She has a PPS of 30%. She's got FASD score of 7E. She also has a history of failed back syndrome, reflux esophagitis, hiatal hernia repair. She used to be on Lyrica and Tylenol for pain, but she's no longer needing that because of her increased or worsening advanced senile degeneration of the brain, period. Her daughter's quite concerned about her eating because she's lost at least 25 to 30 pounds. She's not speaking very much. She would like to have some kind of supplement that she can take instead of eating because she's eating 10 to 15% of her meals right now. The weight loss is unavoidable, of course. She's scheduled to see the wound care nurse regarding her sacral decubitus ulcer. She's now using a wet-to-dry, the daughter's using a wet-to-dry dressing, period. She also has heel protectors in place, period. The paragraph, her last hospitalization took place earlier this year with volume depletion, has had urinary tract infections in the past. It related to her senile degeneration of the brain. Overall prognosis remains poor. The results of today's face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. The patient is currently in her second benefit period. And what else I'm supposed to say? Let's see. There's a third thing. Let me see. So this is a patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. Okay, that's it for now. Thank you so much. Let me see if there's anything else. Did I say she's sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day? Yeah. And contractures of the lower extremities as well remains. Thank you.